Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Sahaki. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cane. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sugar Cane. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Morgan moves to second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer takes first base on ball four. Averill moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Williams fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Harder now pitching. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to second. One out. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Higgins moves to third. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. Higgins scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. Sissel moves to third. It's 3-1, Athletics. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Kane covering, for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0-for-1 in the game. Sahaki hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Porter reaches second base with a double. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lefty Grove now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Kamm hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Spencer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0-for-2 in the game. Sahaki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Burnett bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Grove reaches second base with a double. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder spins and fires to second and Burnett drops the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Grove moves to third. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kamm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grove scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-2, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Howard Craighead now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0 for 3 in the game. Sahaki hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Craighead, and towards Sissel, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Grove hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale pinch hits for Howard Craighead. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Hale moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.